Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have transferred over to the dive boat. We're once again on the Black Pearl with South Florida Diving Headquarters. And we're about to dive the Lady Luck. So it's a day later after the big party, the big blowout party, get ready for the sinking of the Okinawa. Now we're on the dive boat. I'm with my South Florida super fan, Barry. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
I am good. Are you ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you live down here, and you have yet to actually dive the Lady Luck as well.
No, I haven't had luck with that.
Yes, no luck. So okay, wait, they're doing a briefing. And wait, we literally are on the boat while they're doing the briefing, so I'm creating a distraction, aren't I? I'm doing a no-no in the diving world.
Well, just blocking the area is part of the distraction.
Yes, well, that is so true. Now, the Lady Luck, we're going to dive that, and then we're going to watch the sinking of the Okinawa, and then we're going to go dive it. So this is going to be a cool day of diving. And what's nice is I haven't dove the Lady Luck as well, so I'm anxious to see this. I've seen the videos. I've heard about the buzz. So it'll be nice to see a wreck that's been down about a year and what possibly the Okinawa will look like a year from now, you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So are you looking for anything in particular? You know they have this whole Lady Luck casino thing on the top deck of the Lady Luck. Are you going to get up there and take a hand from the card-dealing octopus?
Yeah, I would like to see that, and hopefully you brought a camera.
I did not. Oh. I thought you did. That's what I brought you for.
No, I brought the tanks.
Oh, that's true. He did bring air so I could survive underwater. But I don't know. We'll have to see how that unfolds. And I'm sure somebody on the boat. This is a full boat. Everybody is excited. I think the whole thing is sold out. They got three full boats to go out to watch the sinking in the Okinawa and do a little diving on the Lady Luck as well. So surely somebody will capture this on film for us, you think?
Yeah, I hope so. I heard that you volunteered to place the charges.
The charges? Oh, yeah, yeah, for the sinking? Absolutely. And yeah. You're going to be on it when that happens, correct?
Yeah, I'll be there. Sure.
I'll count to 10, and you go, okay, I'm ready. Give me thumbs up, and then I'll push the plunger. We'll be good to go. All right, so we're going to cover that throughout the show over the next few segments. So we're going to take you along if you haven't had the opportunity to be here like us. Maybe next time when they do a sinking. They're talking about doing more of these, by the way. You'll be able to come down and participate. All right, now let's talk to some of the other folks on the boat. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, have you been on the Lady Luck before?
No, actually, this is my first dive as well.
Really? So this is a whole new thing with the Okinawa. Hey, Howard from Scuba Board and all kinds of crazy things he does. How you doing? You know, I see all kinds of old friends here. So, but you live down here or what?
Yes, I do. I actually watched the sinking from the beach on the Lady Luck last year. And usually I wait about a year for the sea life to start growing on it.
Yeah, well, I've heard some good things. And just the other day, they saw like a 400-pound grouper on the thing. You hear about that?
I did not, but I brought my spear gun just in case.
Well, I don't think you want to get those. They're a Goliath grouper. They're still
Goliath
protected.
Groupers. I'm sorry. I didn't
yes, that's
that
okay. That's fine. Keep, you know,
yeah,
Yeah. So that'll be cool, but you're going to go down just fun diving and check things out. Yeah. And what's your name?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew, where are you from?
I'm from England originally, but now I live in Delray Beach, Florida.
Yeah, so have you dove this Lady Luck before?
Never. This is the first time.
Really? What is the deal with all the locals not diving this wreck? I can't believe it. I came all the way down from Orlando. I figured I'd be the only one on the boat that hadn't dove this before.
It's like it's always there, yeah? So we live in Florida, so
right.
At some point we're going to...
A little jaded.
Exactly.
It's like having Disney World in your backyard, and you never go unless visitors come, right?
There's so many great diving spots in Florida, yeah.
So are you excited about the Okinawa?
Oh, absolutely, yeah? See it today and then come back in a year's time, yeah? Do the Lady Luck next year, yeah?
Yeah, well, we're going to do the Lady Luck. We're going to watch the singing, then go dive it right after they do it, you know, like an hour later or something. I don't know. I don't know what the routine is. Have you ever seen something like this before?
Never. I signed up like 3 minutes after I found out about it.
Yeah. Now, are you spearfishing too with your buddy here, or are you with someone else?
We do spearfish. We're not going to spearfish now. Yeah,
yeah, you're just going down to enjoy the scenery. So how often do you guys dive, you figure?
Probably every other weekend at the minimum.
Yeah.
If we can squeeze it in every weekend, we would.
Well, I'm hip. Have you been doing some lobstering then, or what?
Yeah.
How's the lobster season been so far? Since I was down here for mini season for Bug Fest, but I haven't been down since.
Yeah, we've been blessed. Lots of bugs out there.
Yeah, big ones?
You know, good tasting ones.
Well, that's all that matters, exactly. Yeah, and I limited out on the radio for mini season, so I assume that's every time you guys are doing the same when you go out for a regular season, right?
Oh, yeah, we got some great spots. Yeah, we've been doing well.
Where are those spots? Because I'm hoping to go dive tomorrow or Monday.
Sorry, the phone was cracking then.
I knew that was going to happen. You got to get them liquored up first, socially lubricated, and then you can get those coordinates from them, right, Barry?
This is a better kept secret than anything else, those lobster spots.
That is so true. That is so true. So, wait, you guys do a little spearing, you do a little lobstering. Do you go out of town and dive a lot too, or you just stick to where you're based here?
We're so lucky. We're blessed, as Brian says, in Florida. I have such a great reef system out there, and there's just so much to do. We're just you know, it just depends on how much the ladies will let us out. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, exactly. And as far as your favorite sites, do you have a favorite reef or two, or what do you, a wreck, or maybe, or what?
Nothing really as a favorite spot. It's just the, you know, area where we go out would be the Boynton Del Rey area.
Beautiful. You usually go out on a private boat or a charter like South Florida Diving here?
Private.
Yeah. Got a private boat? Yeah.
Yeah. I have a boat, and we typically hang out Boynton and Del Rey. Del Rey's got some great reefs down there, yeah.
Yeah.
Between the inlets, so people don't really go there much.
Right. Well, cool. Congratulations for being on a truly memorable day of diving, I have a feeling.
A beautiful day at that.
Yeah, really. You know, I tell you, that we were supposed to get some weather coming in this morning, and it looks like we have dodged a serious bullet, wouldn't you say? Because it's like flat calm right now, Barry.
Yeah, it's beautiful right now. I think this afternoon may be a different story.
Yeah, but they'll have the Okinawa sank by then, and I will be well inshore and keeping my breakfast inside my body. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep, as long as you push the button.
Push the button. Oh, yeah. It's a plunger.
Oh, it's a plunger.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, you know, TV kind of.
That's the old-fashioned ones.
Right. You got to bring back, you know, do it old school.
No. You hook it up to your iPhone, and then you press a button, and it counts down. You know.
Well, I didn't even bring that on the boat, so I don't know if that's going to work or not. So what are you most excited about seeing today on the Lady Luck? Let's get back to that, since that's going to be our next dive.
Well, I want to see how much it's grown over in a year.
So you were here, well, you haven't dove it, but did you see it sink?
No, I saw it sink, and then
on video.
I've seen videos of it, so it was pristine then, so let's see what happens in the year.
Well, you know, last night at the party, they were telling us just the other day, they saw like a 400-pound Goliath grouper on that thing.
Sounds good to
you
me.
You can't eat those. What is the deal with you guys? You, Goliath grouper are protected, Barry. Come on, those are the big monster. You know, the formerly known as Jewfish.
Yeah, but I think they've opened it up over in
No, they haven't opened them up. Yeah, they talked about it.
Oh,
they haven't done that yet. So he's safe. He should be safe. Don't get any ideas. But you're not spearing or nothing anyway today, are you?
No. We're doing.
What if we see a big old lobster? You know, lobster season's open right now.
Well, you have something to carry it in?
No, I don't. My hands, that's about it.
You could stuff it down your wetsuit.
I'm not wearing a wetsuit.
Oh, well, you
that'd be quite an experience then, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would grab on really
well. Is that
well.
A lobster in your shorts? You're just happy to see me.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, well, this is going to be a cool day of diving. I've never done anything like this. I've seen the videos like you saw the sinking of the Lady Luck last year. I did too. You know, it looks like a big spectacle. All kinds of people come out from the local area with their boats or private boats, and of course they got charter boats like South Florida Diving, the local dive operators, you know, the main plunger boat that's going to set off the detonation to sink this puppy. I think they're planning to do this right around 10 a.m. So we'll see how that holds. You know, we're recording the show. Actually, everything that you're hearing today happened last weekend. Hey, Howard, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm not too bad. How about you?
Good. So you're here for the big thing, too, huh?
What big thing?
Yeah, they're sinking a boat. You hear about this?
Oh, I thought this was the bowling tournament.
Oh, the ball. You know what? I think that's after. Okay. They're going to follow the sinking. Yeah, but it's cool. It's good to see. I should have figured you were going to be on one of these vessels.
Well,
you're on our competing vessel. We're on the Black Pearl.
We managed to find a babysitter. So
there you go. Yes, that does put a little a twist. You know, makes it tougher to get fit the diving in, doesn't it? But you've been well.
Yeah, yeah. How about you?
I'm great, man. Yeah. Well, I came down for Bugfest. I thought I'd see you for that, but I wasn't. You weren't around.
No babysitter.
No baby. Of course, that will do it. It's babysitter or bugs. What do you know?
We have a three-year-old, so, you know, we got to entertain.
Well, you could have paid the babysitter with bugs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
have
exactly.
you been doing any lobstering, or is that your thing?
No, you know what? This is our first time out since lobster season opened, so excited to nab some bugs. And
we're just going to go watch sinkings. No bugs today, I don't think, right?
I think our boat is doing bugs.
Are they doing bugs? Oh, man, we got on the wrong boat.
No.
We got on the right boat.
Yeah.
Gary says we got on the right boat. Okay, get ready to dive the Lady Luck and then watch the sinking of the Okinawa. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
As entertainment director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea for the annual codfish ball.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am on board the Black Pearl. I just came up from diving the Lady Luck wreck, and we're literally looking out over the water over at the Okinawa, and it's sinking right now as we speak. Right, Barry?
She has gone down.
So on our surface interval, this is so cool. We're actually watching another wreck, the next wreck in the shipwreck park, going down during our surface interval here in Pompano Beach. Everybody's got their cameras out. And, you know, while we record this segment of the show, it literally may go beyond under the waves. Now, I got Jerry the Diver Guy with me. Jerry, how are you?
Hey, we're having an awesome time here in Pompano Beach.
Hey, what happened? He doesn't have the same accent that I'm used to. But this is a different Jerry. This is the Pompano Beach version of Jerry the Diver Guy. You live down here, right, Jerry?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I know Jerry the Diver Guy, who usually is on Scuba Radio with us, would is kicking himself for not being here with us. But this is pretty cool. You don't get to see this even if you live down here locally all the time, I'm guessing, right?
The Lady Luck was last year, and now we're adding another one to Shipwreck Park, Okinawa. And a shout-out to all of our diving buddies up in Rochester, New York. This is Jerry Stryker.
Jerry Stryker, okay. And Jerry the diver guy in South Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But that was a pretty cool dive, what we just did. Now, he was part of our dive team, me, Barry, and Jerry. That worked out pretty good like that. But we lost Jerry on the way down because the current was ripping here at the surface, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a little extra exercise for us today. But we got down there and we saw the mermaid and the sharks at the poker table. Pretty neat stuff, huh?
It was cool. They have the sharks at a poker table. They have a dealing octopus. And I got up close and personal with that thing. And, it's just a really nice wreck. Little on the deep side. I was maxing out about 105 thereabouts, but and we stayed on the top part of the wreck. But that is a pretty cool swim through area type of wreck that you can do pretty easily. Whether you don't have to have too much advanced skills to navigate that site. You think?
Yeah, the Lady Luck's got a lot of great openings, and that whole area on the deck as you look out is just a wonderful view. So we had some great visibility, and now our Okinawa is going down.
It's going down.
She's right there. She's about half under.
Yeah, about half under. I think she's going to be down in a matter of minutes. That's went down pretty quick, wouldn't you say there, Barry?
Oh, yeah.
I'm literally, as we started talking here, it's probably sank halfway already.
She's down. That's the other tug that was in place.
It's already down underwater.
Yeah, she's on. That's what that
horn
was. Well,
there you go. So it went down pretty quick, and we're going to dive this thing here in just a bit. And, people are still coming up from the dive from the Lady Luck, so some of the people missed it. But that's okay because, hopefully in about an hour or so after we let this settle down and they're going to certify it as a safe wreck to dive relatively quickly, we're going to be able to go down there and dive. Are you excited about that, Barry, or what?
Oh yeah. I'm already resetting the computer for 02.
Yes, we're diving nitrox on the Lady Luck, and we've switched air tanks just to give ourselves a little extra pad. I didn't even change my computer over to nitrox. I left it on air.
I don't get a chance to play with it that often, so I figured I'd practice today.
You're talking about your dive computer, right?
Yeah, so you
can
say.
Okay, I just want to double check. You've got to be careful with Barry. But, if you leave your computer on air, you're just figuring in an added level of safety. You hear what I'm saying, Bear? That's what I did.
No, I understand what you're doing.
That's what I did. So, still, we'll see how things hold out. I think we're going to have to wait about an hour or two because, obviously the wreck's already underwater. There's God knows how many boats out here, probably, 50 to 100 boats that are literally around the sinking site, and now they're starting to move away. So obviously the wreck is underwater, and they saw it go. I didn't see any turtling or anything like that, so that's a good sign. And people are going to scatter, and then the Coast Guard's going to go down there, dive the wreck, give it their seal of approval, and then we're going to be able to go over there and take a dive. What do you got, Barry?
See, at 59 feet, I'll now have 22 minutes and no decompression time, and we just came up, so we're here
nice.
For an hour. Yeah, we're gonna be fine.
We're gonna be awesome. Yes. So that was great, and that was my first time on the Lady Luck. What were your impressions of that?
Oh, it's, you could spend a few more dives exploring it. There's a lot to see.
It is much bigger than I expected, and the current made it a little bit of a challenge there at the beginning. But once we got down the ascent line, it was fine.
Oh yeah, there's no current down there. It's just all up on the top.
We went down the anchor line, and as soon as I jumped in, I immediately drifted about 10 feet away from the from the anchor line, but I was able to grab the drift line they had set, and I pulled myself over to it, and I followed Barry all the way down. And it was just a little bit of a challenge pulling yourself down the rope, and we had a bit of a traffic jam there, but that was all right. That's just part of the adventure, right?
Oh yeah, we were really pushing it today.
Yes, it just makes it that much more rewarding once you get down there and see what's on the Lady Luck. And it is a cool swim-through area dive. There's some nice big barracuda drifting along the top of that thing, weren't they?
Yeah, it's an amazing how well they can
just hover.
They just hover.
Yeah.
Nothing moves them.
They seem to like that current or something. I don't know. They're like flags or something on the top of a wreck. But, barracuda do that on all the wrecks down here in the Keys. You see them like that. So they must just like this kind of you know, geography of a wreck like that, you think?
Well, a lot of fishermen go fishing down here, too.
Not for barracuda, though, generally.
No, but they if you catch something, they usually snatch it off your hook.
Well, true, or the barracuda know that the fish like it, and therefore they're hanging there just like a fisherman, right? They're the ocean's fishermen underwater. You hear what I'm saying?
If you could say that three times fast.
No, I can't. I'm not even going to attempt it. Jerry, how often do you get down here and dive off of Pompano Beach? Quite a bit, or what?
Well, we're at least monthly, and this is the time to dive because it's so wonderful. You're not doing any wetsuit. You're just jumping in and enjoying the water in the 80s.
Free balling is what we like to call that sometimes, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah,
yeah, it's warm today.
Yes, it's bathwater diving for sure. Even at 100 feet. I mean, I don't know what my computer said on the temperature, but it was nice and toasty and warm and just comfortable. Very easy diving outside of the current. But water temp, I would say, is probably 85-ish or something is my guess. Everybody's checking their computers now. Now, we have Captain Dave.
85.
I called it. How about that? I am a genius. Thank you. Captain Dave is running the Black Pearl. He's still bringing some divers in. Dave, how's this day been so far for you, buddy?
What's that?
How's this day been so far for you?
Absolutely phenomenal. Flat seas, sunny skies, blue water.
Just sank a new artificial reef.
Just sank the Okinawa. Went down about 4 minutes and 19 seconds ago.
Absolutely. So everybody's coming in. They had a good dive.
We're diving the Lady Luck, which went down 13 months ago. Blue water. People are seeing Goliath grouper, all kinds of fish.
Good times. Hey, you know, we could be like everybody else and working today, but no, we're hanging out here and just having a good time out on the ocean and popping over.
What else are you going to do on a Saturday morning, right?
That's right.
Besides listen to Scuba Radio, of course.
There you go. Well, listen to it online anytime at your convenience. All right, good stuff. Hey, we're getting ready to dive the Okinawa next. That's coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and all I can say is, wow, I just dove the Okinawa. That was an amazing dive. You guys like that or what? Obviously, I'm not alone, and all the divers had a great time. That was phenomenal. I got to say, out of all the dives I've ever done, I've never dove on a wreck that had just been sunk, and I enjoyed it way more than I could have ever imagined. That was just so cool. It was clean. It was you could go down there and really kind of explore the wreck. It was wide open. There were a lot of divers on it, but just wow. I was just blown away. Barry, what do you think?
That was an amazing dive, Greg.
That was really something. If you've never had the opportunity to do this and watch a wreck sink is one thing, but to be one of the first divers to go underwater and see it, I got to say, that was cool. It's like an underwater jungle gym. You know what I'm saying? Because there was no growth on it. It'll be really cool to see this a year from now. But being that it was so clean, you could go in there. You didn't have to worry about scraping up against a piece of coral or something. You could literally, like, explore the boat underwater. It was kind of neat in that sense.
Yeah. You saw they had the prop down there. The engine is still in there. It's a 6-cylinder. Huge.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. We were some of the first divers that got on the wreck, as well as the first fish. I saw a trigger fish down there under by the sand. We saw a remora that
tried to attack our other dive buddy here.
Yeah, Jerry. Yeah, what do you think about that, Jerry?
Well, now I know what it's like to be a shark or a whale shark, you know, and I got something attached to me. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that fish was trying to suck on to you or something. It was a sucker fish, one of them
the
remora things.
I thought you guys were trying to encourage it to suck on a certain part.
Well, that's what we do. Yeah. 20 years, you know, what are you going to do? But, hey, that was just so much fun. That was really fun. Man, I got to say, this was a dive trip way better than I even expected. I knew we were going to have fun, but that was just a blast. And we're not done. We got to celebrate the Dive God's birthday next, Barry. You ready for this?
That's tonight.
That is tonight. We're going to join some more friends and talk to some diving celebrities. And, of course, Neil Watson, the Dive God, it's his birthday, so... Man, the party continues next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That was so cool! I love it!
Yeah!
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're going to play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, Jay.
That's funny.
Yeah. A mermaid.
Oh, that was adorable.
Come on.
That was a cute answer.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
We need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight.
Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We continue our celebration in South Florida after we've just watched the sinking of the Okinawa and Dovet. We just had such an amazing time. But now the party begins big time because we are here to celebrate the birthday of the dive god. And we're going to talk to him just a bit. I'm with Walt DeMartini at Jackson's Prime. We're going to tell you about that in just a bit. But how you doing, Walt?
I'm doing great, man.
This is a special event, isn't it? You feel special? I mean, what can you get the dive god that he doesn't already have? You hear what I'm saying?
There's nothing. Another year of life. That's all I can give him.
Yes. Well, and, you know, that's what he does. I mean, Walt, you know, blesses him with another year. And, you know, but Neil doesn't need anything. It's just to be in his presence for his birthday is a treat, is it not?
We spent a lot of time together over the years. He's just a super great guy, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm just blessed to be here, especially here at Jackson's Prime. I mean, it's one of the new restaurants in town, great venue, great food. Looking forward to a really super dinner tonight. And, hey, what can I say?
It might be a birthday cake, the whole thing. Or at least some birthday rum or something, I figure, right?
I'm hoping birthday rum.
Yes, I have a feeling that is going to be on the menu here at Jackson's Prime. Now, Jack Jackson is a good friend of Neil, and he was with us on our trip to Cuba, as well as my buddy John Ropes, who is a pilot and a diver. It's been, I don't know, a little over a year since we hung. How you doing there, John?
Doing great, Greg. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm here in South Florida. I'm at Jackson's Prime with you, celebrating the dive god's birthday. It doesn't get much better than this, does it? Unless you're in Cuba hanging out with you, me, Jack, and Neil. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, that's true. But we'll do our best to have a good time tonight, I have a feeling, won't we? Yeah, so, I saw the wreck tonight, or earlier today. You anxious to get out there and do some diving, maybe, and experience
Absolutely.
That?
Anytime.
You're ready. Next time you come down, we'll go down and do some diving. But, you know, he's a pilot. He's a diver. He does everything. He drives a Tesla. He just has fun. And this is your first time at Jackson's Prime Steakhouse, too, right?
It is. It's only been open 2 weeks, and Jack is a fabulous restaurateur, as you know.
Exactly. You know, my first, high-end steak was with the dive god, Neil Watson, like over 10 years ago at Jack Jackson Steakhouse, which was famous right there on Los Olas Boulevard. And, Jack is known for having just the top-of-the-line steakhouses in the country.
Yes,
and this new place has just opened up in South Florida here in Fort Lauderdale, right at Oakland Park Boulevard, and we've gathered for Neil's birthday at this place. And I know we're in for a treat. I have a feeling you know this too, right?
I do know this, and I'm here with Dorothy Harden, who we know Neil likes pretty ladies. So
yeah, so he does have a soft place in his heart. I'm going to say heart for ladies. But how are you, Dorothy?
I'm doing super. How's everybody out in Scuba Land?
Yeah, well, I think they're doing pretty good. I mean, they're listening. We're giving them a few options of what they can do on their surface interval when they're not diving. They can come here, dive the Okinawa shipwreck now, and come over to Jackson's Prime for dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't get better than that. Maybe Cuba, but...
Maybe Cuba. Well, you know, you work in a little bit of everything when you can. Absolutely. So, all right. So we're going to have a drink. We're having a cocktail, a rum or whatever. You're drinking wine. We're going to sit down to dinner, but let's go talk to the birthday boy. You think we should? Let's go see what he has to say here. Mr. Neil Watson is the man of the hour. And the dive god is here sitting. He's just finishing up dessert. I just interrupted your dessert, didn't I there, Neil?
Well, I'm finishing dessert from my first dinner. I got another one right after this one.
That's right. That's right. He's having a family dinner with, you know, the crew, and then he's going to move over to the, you know, our crew and start drinking heavily. Is that how it works, too?
That's the plan. Actually, the waiter just scared the hell out of me. He came over, and he said, well, happy birthday. He said, you got one more, right?
At least.
I said, excuse me. And he meant dinner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were.
What does he know I don't?
Hey, that's right. Well, you know, happy birthday, Neil.
Thank you very much.
It is an honor to be able to share this day with you, my friend.
It's an honor to be able to have another one.
Well, okay. But you have your wonderful family with you. Beth, she's one of our regulars that loves to just wave on the Scuba Radio.
Actually, Beth said that she is ready to give a speech.
Okay, Beth, come on, here we go. I'm going to at least get a... Beth, just say hello.
Hello.
Okay, see, we got that much out of her. And she's here with her better half. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Rap song.
Yeah, she's going to do a rap song. Kayla's going to do a rap. She's our latest, our newest mermaid, the youngest mermaid we've ever had. We had her at Bugfest a few weeks ago, and now she's like a supermodel. Is that right, Kayla?
Close enough.
You're working on it. All right. But she did such a phenomenal job at Bugfest. It was just amazing. And then, of course, we got the guy who was made famous just a few weeks ago on Shark Week, Neil Watson Jr. But they just called you Neil Watson.
They did.
You know, but the Neil Watson that looks like the guy from The Last Man on Earth.
Yeah, exactly. Like Castaway.
Yeah, you get all that.
Fat Jesus.
One of the Duck Dynasty dudes, right?
Duck Dynasty, yeah. Actually, the same production company that did the Shark Week show that we were in does Duck Dynasty. So there was quite a few Duck Dynasty jokes.
So were they like calling you Uncle Si all week or something when they were doing that thing with
the show? So I didn't know any of the people, but
okay,
really throwing out some of the jokes.
Very nice. So you did the Michael Phelps thing. I saw you, man. You did the Shark School. I thought that was awesome, the last day of Shark Week. You got a lot of buzz from that, from friends calling you and Facebook and everything all over the world, I would imagine, right, Neil?
Yeah, a lot of more Fat Jesus jokes coming in.
Okay. A lot of Fat Jesus. That's what you got the most of?
No, I think most of it was a lot of Duck Dynasty, a lot of Castaway.
Okay, all right. And then, but they had a few shark questions for you, I imagine, too. It's good for business to be on that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
No, it was good. You represented it very well. Carry on the Watson name, but good work, my friend. And what did you think of the food you had already? We're getting ready to have some of this stuff, too.
It was outstanding. I don't know how much longer I'm going to last. I'm going to fall into a meat coma in a minute, I think. Yeah, the steak was delicious.
All right, good. Well, we're next. And I don't know, Neil, what's new next for you? Now that you've had another birthday, do you have any... Are there any goals that you have to mark off the list still, or have you done them and then some?
About 20 more birthdays, that's the goal.
20 more birthdays, year to year.
I mean,
you'll
forget depth records and distance records. And
right.
Now it's longevity records.
Absolutely,
know,
yeah. Okay, yeah, you could be, you get the longest dive underwater, 66 miles on scuba. You could be the longest scuba diver alive, period.
That'll work. I would love that record.
I would love it too. I mean, I think we got plenty of years to go with you. You're you're here to stay. I think
so far so good.
Yeah. It's been a while. Do we even want to say how many years?
I mean,
you holding it 29, 49?
If Walt's still around, I've got a good shot at being around a long time. Are you kidding?
Well, it's a perfect example. Walt is a walking example of how there's preservative benefits of rum.
Yes, he's, yes. Walt's liver should be donated to
science.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the fountain of youth is a bottle of rum in Captain Walt's at the Gomez Hilton.
Actually, I was watching an old, what is it, Most Wanted or something. It's a thing
like
with
Cops
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
Yeah. I mean, like a Western, probably 40 years ago. Today, before I came here, and they're interviewing somebody.
Yeah.
Or they're talking about this guy, and they're describing him, and he says, well, he likes one drink a day, all day long. And I thought, that's perfect. That's Walt.
That's Walt. I know that guy.
Yeah, you know, the secret to a good life right there. Yeah, that might be part of it, for sure. But living the adventurous life of the dive god, Neil Watson, it is an honor to be here. We are at Jackson's Prime, Jack Jackson's new restaurant. Yeah. I'm excited. You already ate. So what can you tell me? What kind of experience are we going to have?
I know what I'm going to order when we eat again.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you marked one off the list?
I had the bone-in.
Ribeye?
Ribeye.
That's what I was looking at. I was thinking that's what I got.
But actually, and Tim had the, what short rib? Yeah. What'd you have?
Short rib.
That was good stuff.
It was great, yeah.
All right.
It's kind of like the chef special.
Yeah, so. I don't know. How did Jack Jackson get into this steak thing? We got to find out. He's running around here like with his head cut off. So I don't know if we're going to be able to talk to him because he has to actually work during your birthday, which is just not fair. But, you know, yeah, I guess he does have a restaurant to run, you think?
Well, yeah, but they should just ignore everybody else.
Yeah, I'm ignore here. Everyone I'm else. Here. The dive god's here. I'm come on.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, look here. Every once in a while, okay, there's a technological breakthrough. All right? It's what we call in the business a game changer. They got these things today, I'm telling you. You can go deep sea diving with one. Okay. First, there was the clapper. You got the slap chop. George Foreman grill. Then you got this little baby right here. Okay. It tells you all the stuff about the oxygen content in your tank. If I'd have had this thing back in high school, the depth, okay, that you can go. You talking about do some math.
That watch does it?
No, this thing here only costs $25. It's a calculator.
He's a high-tech diver, underwater man mystery. Genuine survivor with all the latest dive technology.
I'm not sure about the technology, but I know the dive god has been around longer than most, and it is his birthday we are celebrating. Neil Watson, how are you, my friend?
If I was any better, I couldn't stand it, man. If I was a dog, my tail would be wagging.
No doubt. And, you know, we just finished our steak dinner at Jackson's Prime, and it was just unfriggin' believable. This place has been open, I don't know, 3 weeks. It opened up right after Bugfest, and we finally went over there, and we had a nice dinner for Neil's birthday, and we got to thank Jack Jackson and his crew for a spectacular dinner. And just, if you're ever in the area in South Florida, look it up, Jackson's Prime. Go there after your day of diving. You will thank me for many, many years to come and meals to come. That was just spectacular steak. Oh, my God, that was so good.
That's unbelievable. You know, USDA Prime, only, I think, 2% of the beef that comes out is labeled USDA Prime, and that's all we serve. I mean, there's not a bad steak there, and everything else is great, too. So it's just amazing.
Well, around the table, everyone got different things, from salmon. I got the bone-in ribeye and Walt. Yeah, it was just perfectly cooked, and just, oh my God, just so tender, so great. Jackson Prime, you got to go there. Now we have left that place, walked around the corner to Cigar Republic. And we got a cigar. We're celebrating Neil's birthday properly with some, maybe a little cocktail and a cigar and, just hanging out. And this is the way you can really have a good time celebrating your birthday. I mean, I can't. Yeah, I just feel honored to be here with the Dive God and celebrate his birthday. Are you with me on this, Walt, or what?
I am, too. But I just keep thinking about in the old days with the hot tub and some of the live stuff we used to do on the radio that was just totally outrageous. But I'm glad we've mellowed out a little bit.
Now, what's bringing back that memory? The bartenders here at Cigar Republic, is that what's doing it? Is bringing back these ideas? You know, the girl with the tornado on her,
the eye. It's not a tornado.
It's an eye. See, I don't have my glasses with me. And I said, hey, what are you, got a tornado in your thing?
It's a third eye blind, but close.
It's a third eye blind. Okay. Tornado. I'm thinking like Tasmania. What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
So she hooked us up with a cigar and a drink. Have you ever been diving down here? Are you a diver?
No, actually, I haven't gone. I'm still kind of new to Florida, so I haven't got to explore all that yet.
There's a dive shop next door, so there's not
That's
much.
That's right. What part of the country are you from?
I'm from Washington State.
Now that you're in Florida, you know you're surrounded by water. You got to take the hint and get in there and take a look around, right?
Yeah, one of these days, for sure.
One of these days. Ever wanted to be a mermaid?
I would love to be a mermaid.
Okay, see, we found a
new
recruit.
We have a mermaid.
That's right. We're recruiting mermaids on Neil's birthday.
The world with mermaids.
I can imagine.
And this is the dive god, and it's his birthday. We already told her that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's alerted security. And you got the bail bondsman on speed dial, right?
Yeah.
But, Neil, I mean, when you think about all these years you've been in the dive industry, diving has really been the focus of your life for God knows how many years now, right?
Pretty much my entire adult life,
yeah. It
has. And you know what? I mean, it's been an incredible experience for me. It's been good for me. It's been good for my kids. And, the legends live on. My daughter runs one business. My son runs a dive operation, over in Bimini. And I'm so proud that they took that on without me pushing them into it, As a matter of fact, I kind of discouraged them from it, And it's been an incredible experience. And you mentioned how wonderful it was to be here with me on my 77th birthday. You can't imagine how wonderful it is to me to be here on my 77th birthday.
All right, you'll second me on that thought. I'm with you. I understand. But, it is. It is. He's done so much for the dive industry. And Neil really has the passion, too. And that is so rewarding to see someone who's seen everything and then some. He's lived many lifetimes over many other folks, including myself and anyone else I know. And he still has a passion for sharing the love of diving, not only to his family, but everyone who meets him. I mean, I was on the dive boat today when we were diving to Okinawa, and your name got brought up. I said, yeah, we're going to celebrate the dive god Neil Watson's birthday tonight. And he goes, who? I said, Neil Watson, just Google it. And he checks it out. He comes back to me. He goes, hey, can I meet him? And he was like, yeah. He's like, oh, my gosh, Neil Watson. I'm like, well, kind of. And then, you know, and I was like, you know, it's true. I mean, we're very fortunate here at Scuba Radio to have the dive god as a good friend of our show over the years.
Well, you know, in Neil's younger days, he used to break flaming CBS blocks with his forehead.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if, Neil, if that's what kind of moved you into the diving industry is...
What came first?
Well,
that concussion?
I was a diver before. I'd broken the depth record. And then I broke 10 inches of concrete on fire with my head. And then I suspended myself between two chairs and a guy crushed 200 pounds of concrete blocks on my chest. You know, I had problems from birth.
Okay, well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
And you get a little more insight into the dive god on his 77th birthday. Neil, happy birthday. Always a pleasure to hang with you, my friend. And here's to many, many years to come.
You know, the highlight of my 77th is spending it with Greg the Dive Master, my good buddy.
Here's your $20 bill. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Neil?
Down where it's wetter.
Nobody can do better than that. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.